Sagt der Mishnah weiter, the last Mishnah in Masechtes Bava Basra. Perik Yud, Mishnah Ches. Hamalvis Chaveri B'Shtar. Someone lends his friend money with a shtar. In other words, at the time that he loaned him the money, the borrower, the loiva, gave the lender, gave the malva, a shtar that was signed by Edim. In this shtar, we see the amount and the date. Zakta Mishnah Goiva, if the loiva doesn't pay up, he can collect Menachasim Mishubadim, even from sold properties. If I borrowed $1,000 from Ruve, and I gave him a shtar, the shtar has Edim, and everything is properly recorded, and the loan was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. On Beis Iyar, I sold my field. I sold my field to Shimon. Reuven says to me, when the time of the loan is up, when I have to repay, can you please pay me? I say, sorry, I don't have anything. So Reuven says, give me your field. I say, I sold it. Well, the answer is, I sold a field that really was meshubed, kind of mortgage to Reuven. Once I owed Reuven money, that field was his security. If I went and I sold that field to Shimon, Reuven can go to Shimon and say, I'm sorry, the field you bought belongs to me. Because he, meaning me the loiva, he owed me money first. Now Shimon can turn around to me and say, then give me my money back. But l'maisa, this is what it means, goiva menachasim mishubadim. Now if we're going to take a closer look at the shtar, all it says is the amount, the date, the edim. It doesn't say beferish, that there's a mortgage on my properties, that there's a chrayis nechasim, and the answer is, even if it doesn't say so, we paskin, a chrayis toa sefer, that means it's supposed to be there, and if it's not there, it's as if it's there. However, zokta mishnah vayter, al yidei edim. When I took this money from Reuven, there were witnesses there, but there was no shtar, there was no document. When Reuven comes to collect, goiva, he can collect minachasim b'nei chayrin, literally free properties. In other words, properties that are still in my possession that I didn't sell yet. But if I sold it, he can't collect it from Shimon. And that's because Shimon can argue back, how was I supposed to know that the person I bought the field from me owed someone money? If there's a shtar, once there's a shtar that's documented, word gets around. But if there's no shtar, how can I know to protect myself? It's not fair to anyone who buys a field. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Let's try to imagine the case. Reuven comes to me and says, you know you owe me money. Really? Other witnesses? Do you have a shtar? Well, hoitzi olav ksav yodai. Reuven, the lender, the malva, takes out an IOU, a paper written in my handwriting. Shu chayvle, that he's chayv the money. And Reuven says, maybe you forgot about this, but can you please read this note? And I read the note and I say, oh, this is my handwriting. And it says over here that I owe, sorry. Hoitzi olav ksav yodai shu chayvle. The malva took out a note in the lender's own handwriting that he's chayev to pay back the money to him. Goivim and achasim and echayrin. He can collect this money again, literally from free properties. That means properties that are still in my possession, still in the borrower's possession. I lamaisa, here there's a document. But this type of document isn't so well known. It doesn't become public knowledge. And we still have to protect the buyer. If there was a document, official document that was made in Bezin with Edim, so Shimon should have checked. If Shimon didn't check, I'm sorry, you have to give up the field now and try to get your money back from me, from the lender. But just like we say, if there were only Edim, there was no way of Shimon knowing. If there was only this IOU, there's also no real way that Shimon would have known about this. Vayter zakta Mishnah. Orev, remember what the word Orev means? He's a guarantor. Hayoytze l'achar chitim shtareis. We're going to take a closer look at this shtar. The shtar says that I owe Reuven money, and there are two Edim that are signed. And then underneath, there's the Orev, who adds the words, and I, Chaim ben Shimon, I'm an Orev for this law. Zakta Mishnah goivim in a chasim in a chayirin. So now Reuven comes to the Orev and says, well, you promised to guarantee the loan. You don't have money, I'm going to take your property. So if Itaka has property, the Orev will have to give it up. Think twice before you become an Orev. But if the Orev has only property that he sold, even though he sold it after the document was signed, Reuven can't take it from the person that he bought it from. Because the Orev, who Taka signed, that he takes Achrayus, but because he signed it after the Edom, that means that the Edom aren't saying Edus about this Orev. They're just saying Edus about the loan, that I owe Reuven the money. So there's no Edus on the Arvis. There's no official Edom on the fact that the Orev said he's going to guarantee it, even though we know the Orev did guarantee it because he writes it. But that's like a milva peh. That's like verbal. That's the same as the IOU. For that, you cannot collect from Mechasim Mishubad. Zakta Mishnah Vayitra, Maisa, there was such a story. Maisa Bad, the story came Lifnei Rabbi Shmuel, before Rabbi Shmuel, in other words, for a Din Torah, where the Orev wrote that he's Taka an Orev, but it was only after the signature of the witnesses. The Omar and Rabbi Shmuel Paskin, Goivim and Nechasim and Echayrin, you can collect from the free properties that belong to the Orev, meaning properties that are still in his possession, but not properties that he sold. Amalei Benanis. So Benanis said to him, Eina Goiva, he should not be able to collect Loimin Nechasim Mishibadim, not from the Nechasim Mishibadim that were sold, Veloimin Nechasim and Echayrin, and not from the free properties either. Amalei Lama. So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, why do you say this? Amalei, so Benanis answered, think about this. Hari Echaynik is Echad Bashuk. If someone choked someone who owed him money in the street, you're not paying me money. He lost it. He started choking him. Umetzol Chaver, his friend, finds him. He sees what's going on over here. He says, what are you doing, Hanachloi? He says to the Malva, let go, leave him alone. But he sees the Malva so angry. He's not getting back the money. There's no one to talk to. So this person says, leave him alone. I'll pay the money, okay? So Yitaka leaves him alone. Now he wants the money from this person. But Potter, he doesn't have to pay. Shaloyel emunasoy hilvo. When this Malva lent the money Nebuch to this person that he was choking, it wasn't because, oh, there's an Orev who's going to guarantee it. The loan wasn't made based on the fact that the Orev said, don't worry, go ahead with the loan. So that's not called an Orev. And Benanis holds, look, the Shtar is the same thing. I don't know what happened over here. But his name is only signed after the Edom. So one thing I know for sure. We cannot prove that the only reason Reuven gave me the money was because there was an Orev. The Orev seemed to come in afterwards. So this Orev shouldn't count at all. Reuven should not even be able to take away the free properties. El rather, Ezu Orev Shu Chayiv. When is an Orev, someone who guarantees a loan, Taka Chayiv, according to Benanis? If he says, Halveyu, lend him the money, Vani Noisulach, and I'll give it to you if he doesn't repay the loan. Then we say Chayiv. Shekein al Emunosa Hilvo, because it was on his say-so. It was only because the Orev said, don't worry, I guarantee the money. That's the reason he lent the money to the borrower. L'maisa, the Batanura says, even though Rabbi Shmuel praised Benanis, but the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. So even if the Orev is only mentioned after the Edom signed, Reuven can still collect from the Orev, but only free properties. This Orev requires a special kinyan, though. If he was an Orev that was part of it before they signed it, it doesn't require a separate kinyan. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Haroitza Sheyachkim, someone wishes to become wise, Yasik B'dinei Mamanis. He should be Isaac in monetary matters. The halachis we've basically been learning in Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, and in many other places in Shas. She'ein lach miktsoya b'tayda. There's no area of Tayda, godlman, that is greater than learning the halachis of money, shibudim, of dini mamanis. She'ein kema'ayin hanaveya. They're like a spring where new water keeps coming out of it. You have to be so careful when you pass Kandine Torah. You can't stand be Machmer, can't stand be Mekel, because what's good for one person is not good for the other person. You have to find the truth. And Vaharoitza Shiyasik with Dine Mamanis, somebody wishes to study properly Dine Mamanis under a teacher who's Mamish, knows it through and through, Yishamish Shimon Benanis. He should be Mishamish Shimon Benanis. In our Mishnah, we learned, let's chaz over the last Mishnah, if someone lends his friend money with a shtar, an official shtar, there's Edom, everything is recorded, and the loiva sells his property afterwards, the malva can take that property back from the person who bought it. You should have investigated, you would have heard, if you would have asked around, you would have heard that he owes people money. But if there were only Edom to testify that the malva lent money to the loiva, they can only collect from property that the loiva actually has, not that he sold to someone else, because how is that person supposed to know? for that matter, if there's no official shtar signed by Edom, but the Malver produces a paper that says, hey, it's your handwriting, you're writing to me that you owe me money. Here too, we can only collect from properties that the loiva has in his possession, not that he sold to someone else. An arev who guarantees a loan that's signed after the Edom, and now I want to go to the arev and say, sorry, I have to take from you now, the loiva didn't pay. You can only collect from property that he has, not property that he sold even after the loan. Then there was a story that came before Rabbi Shmuel, and Itaka said, the Orev only signed after the Edom, you can only collect from B'nai Chayrin. But Benanis disagreed. Benanis said, you can't even collect from B'nai Chayrin. Let's say a Malva was choking someone. Chas v'shal nebuch, some people, they lose it when it comes to money. He was choking the loiva. Why aren't you paying me? And someone says, I'll pay you, just leave him alone. He doesn't have to pay him. He's not a real Orev. The Malva didn't give him the money based on his guarantee. So if the Orev is only signed after the Edom, the loan isn't based on the Arev. The Arev came in afterwards. And therefore, he shouldn't be an Arev at all, according to Benanis. He said, even though Rabbi Shmuel praised Benanis, but Lamaisa, the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, that even if the Arev is signed after the Edom, you could collect from the Arev's B'nai Chayrin. And Rabbi Shmuel finishes the Masechta, telling us that if somebody wants to become wise, should learn the halacha is of Dini Mominis, it's Kame'en Hanaveya, is a mitzvah in Torah that forces us to thoroughly learn and think in such a way that it creates a great bracha in learning. And if you want to learn, taka, dine mamanis, shmi mishamesh, shimon ben nanis.